Your Bibles, you'd like to turn to Psalms 91, and I hope you will, because it will mean a whole lot more if you see it rather than just hear it. Psalms 91, historians say that Moses wrote this psalm. He was a man that knew what it was to be in trouble, but he knew a God that would be with him in trouble. And we're living in a time where the signs of the time are getting more common with pestilences. You know, this virus thing, Trump calls it the China virus, but it's a sign of the time also. Yeah. It's a pestilence. With earthquakes, it's a time that you can be very nervous. You can be kind of fearful. And these things are getting more common. I heard Sunday that they had another earthquake up in the mountains, you know, near Sparta and everything. So every time I hear a jet roar, I think, oh no, is that an earthquake? Because that's what it sounded like when I was at home that Sunday morning. Sounded like a jet flew over. Then the next thing I knew, the house started shaking. But with threats of war, you know, things over in Israel, they think they're having peace and safety. They think they're making covenants with nations. But, you know, that's just fulfilling Ezekiel 38 and 39. You can see that Israel is going to soon be attacked, according to the Word of God. And I don't, you might think, well, I'm crazy, but I wouldn't be surprised if us and China don't tangle, you know. So it's a time that it can be kind of apprehensive. Lawlessness is in the land, rioting, looting, and many wonder what's going to happen during the election. Heard on the radio today that 42% of the population said that they would not accept the results of the election, that they would rise up and civil war. People wonder what's going to happen, but we can live in this time where we can be nervous and afraid, but this Psalms 91 speaks to people like us in shapes that we're in right now. We can be nervous, but you know, God speaks to His people.
Bless Him, Lord.
And He tells them, every person that God called, that ever faced nervousness, that ever faced fear, He always told them, I will be with you. I think about Moses. God called Moses and said, go tell Pharaoh, the superpower of the day, let my people go. And the Bible says that Moses was fearful, and he said, who shall I say sent me? And God said, I am is with you. I will be with you. I think about Joshua. When he was told to go fight Jericho, he was afraid, and the Lord appeared to him as the Lord of hosts and said, I will be with you. I think about Gideon. He said, I will be with you, when he was going to face the Midianites. And guess what? He says, I will be with us also. You know, he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you all the way to the end. So here in Psalms chapter 91, here is the secret to having peace during troubled times, when you're fearful, when you're worried. Psalms 91, Moses wrote, and he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Notice what the Word of God says right here. Here, he that abides in the secret place. That word secret place, it means intimate fellowship. Intimate fellowship. It means spending time with the Lord. It means spending time with Him and being in prayer with Him, being alone with Him, being in a secret place, being in intimate fellowship with Him. And what will that do? It says that we will abide in the shadow. We will abide under the shadow of the Most High. Notice it says right here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Here, that word Most High, it's the Hebrew word El Elon, which means it means the Most High. And it's what they would praise in the temple. They would just go into the temple and the priest would praise Him, and they would say, Lord, You are Most High. You are El Elon. You are most high. And they would just chant, you are most high. You are most high. And what would happen? The Spirit of the Lord would come into that place. Listen, when you want God on the scene, when you're nervous, when you're facing trials, when you're apprehensive, what we need to do is just worship the Lord. Worship Him. I think about Paul and Silas when they were thrown in that Philippian prison. There they were, beat and battered, and yet they began to sing praises unto God and to worship God. And what happened? God moved on the scene. I think about Jehoshaphat when he was going to face the army. The Lord said, send out the praisers, send out the singers first and ahead of the battle. And they worshiped the Lord and God gave victory. So if you're facing trials, if you're facing fear, what we need to do is just praise His name. Worship the Most High. Notice what He says, that you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we have a secret relationship with the Lord, when we, listen, the most important part in the Christian's life is the part that you cannot see. And anybody can go to church, anybody can sit on a pew, anybody can talk the talk, but listen, it's the secret life of the Christian. It's the life when they really live for Him and they worship Him and they just, they're honest before God and they worship and they just live and they live a holy life before the Lord. That is the most important part of a Christian's life, is the part that you cannot see. Notice what He says, He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To abide in the shadow of something, you have to be near it though. Yeah. If you're going to get under the shade of a tree on a hot sunny day, guess what you got to do? You got to get near the tree. And if that's the same way, if you want to abide in the Lord, if you want to abide under His protection, under His, you have to be near Him. You have to get near Him. You have to abide under His shadow. And notice what the Lord is called right here. Not only is He the Most High, but He is Almighty. Listen, God is the God of Almightiness. He can do anything. He can do, He can look after you. He can protect you. He is Almighty. And notice what Moses said. He said, I will say of the Lord. Look right there in your word in verse 2. It says that I will say of the Lord. If you notice that word Lord, it's all capital letters. It's all capital letters. That in Hebrew, it means Jehovah. It means the covenant God. It means the God that keeps His word. He's the God that you can trust. So not only is He most high, not only is He almighty, but He is the God that keeps His word. You can trust God. Amen. He will look after you. He is a friend. He is a friend, and a friend sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend. He is the Lord. Notice what he is my refuge. The Lord. If you're feeling like scared of what's going to happen, the Lord is your refuge. That word refuge means He's your help and He is your shelter. And notice what He says also, He is my fortress. That word fortress means a impenetrable force. You cannot penetrate Him. Listen, when God has you in His hands, you are protected. He is your fortress. He is your strong tower. And notice what He says also, and my God, He is my refuge, He's my fortress, and He is my God. Look up that word God in the original Hebrew. It's the word Elohim, which means strong one. Listen, God is breaking this thing down. I am the Lord. I am the covenant God. I won't let you down. I will protect you. I will keep my word concerning you. And notice also, He says He is God. He is the strong one. He's the one that no one can defeat. No disease can defeat Him. No army can defeat Him. No demon can defeat Him. He says He is my God. In Him I will trust. I feel like the Lord just wants me to tell you tonight, just trust Him. Have you ever prayed, oh God, give me an answer. Lord, I would like to just know what I should do. And you just hear that still small voice. He don't tell you to plan. He don't tell you the silver bullet. He will just simply say, trust me. Trust me. And that's what He says to us also. Moses said, I will trust Him. Look at verse 3. He said, surely He will deliver thee. Surely. Surely. That means absolutely. He will deliver you. He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. That snare of the fowler means the lure of the fowler. This little old fowler, he's the one that goes out and he sets a sneaky little trap for a bird. He sets a sneaky little trap trying to snare a bird. And that's what Satan tries to do. He can come against you with sneaky little tactics, but listen, God can protect you from his tactics. Right. If you will follow him, the Bible says in the book of James, and it says also in the book of Jude, he can keep you from falling. How do you keep from falling? Abide under his shadow. Amen. Stay near the Lord, and he will keep you safe from the lure and the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That word noisome means deadly. Deadly pestilence, deadly disease. What is the most deadly disease that there is? It's sin. It's not cancer. It's not corona. It's sin. And God can keep you from the noisome pestilence. He can keep you from sin if you will just abide under his shadow. Notice right here in verse 4, Moses said, he shall cover thee with his feathers. That speaks of protection. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Here the Lord is likening himself to like a mama hen, like a mama chicken. You know, and Jesus likened himself, he said, as a mother hen. He said, how often would I have gathered you up under my wings like a hen does her brood, like a hen does her chicks, but you would not. Listen, the Lord wants to just gather us up under his protection, under his wings. You know, I like chickens. I like their eggs. I like Kentucky Fried Chicken. I like chicken, and I've always fooled with chickens. All during my life, I've always, off and on, always had chickens. And you can learn a lot about chickens, and you know, they're a whole lot like people. They're a whole lot like people. You know, you can watch them go after an old bug and that one to get after it, and here the whole flock comes chasing that one that's chasing that bug. That's the way people are. When one does one thing, they all do the same thing. They like it. You can learn a lot. And I was reading about chickens. I've watched them. You know, chickens will sing. I got chickens, and you can just hear them sing when they're feeling good, when their belly or their craw is full, and they're in a good mood. They'll go out. You'll hear them. They'll just sing. All of them are just like singing. And I've watched the old rooster, when he wants to make a move on the hen, he'll act like he's found something to eat. He'll get out there and cluck, 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 cluck. And here comes the hen, and that's just like people. That's just like people. Men will promise a girl all kinds of things. They'll promise all kinds of things, and then they just sucker them. That's what they do, you know, a lot of times. But you can learn a whole lot. So young women, don't believe every smooth-talking fella that comes along, because a lot of times he's just an old rooster, and he's out to no good. But listen, I'll leave that alone. Here the Lord, though, is liking himself to like a mama hen. And I was reading, there are four main calls that a mama hen will give to her chicks. Four main calls. You know, and I believe this is the same call that Jesus has given to us tonight. God, as being like a mama hen, is giving this call to all of us tonight also. Four main calls that a mother hen gives to her chicks. There's a call to come to her to flee from danger. To flee from danger. That mama hen, if she sees a danger, she will cluck a certain way. And those chicks, they know God put it into them. They know what that mama hen is saying, and they will come to her. And listen, there's nothing more ferocious than a mama hen. You go out there and try to mess with one of her, you will get flogged. Just like Just like people, mamas will flog over their youngins. They will. But there's a call to flee from danger. Maybe the Lord, maybe you are in danger. Maybe you're in places that you should not be. Maybe living in ways you should not live. Listen, the Lord is calling you to flee from danger. The fowler, he might be set in a trap. He might be set in some kind of noisome pestilence to come against you. But listen, the Lord, He's clucking to you today to flee from danger. A second call is the call to come to her when night is falling. Night is falling. They'll cluck and they'll tell them, hey, come near. It's getting dark. Can I tell you, it's getting dark in this world that we're living in right now. It's getting dark. It's getting dark and we need to come close to the Lord. We need to heed His call and get as close to Him and get under His shadow, get under His protection. A third call is the call to come for food. That mama hen, she will cluck a certain way and they will know that, hey, she's found a worm, she's found a bug, and they will come running. It's a call to food. Listen, the Lord is wanting to feed us also. He's given a call to eat from Him. How do I eat from Him? Get in His Word. Study His Word. Study this Bible and you can eat from the Lord. Another call, the fourth call, is the call that she gives out that she just simply wants them near. And I believe that's the call that God has given every one of us. Just come near to Him. Come near to Him. But that's the talk of chicken talk right there. But He wants to just gather us up under His feathers and under His wings shalt thou trust. Notice right here, His truth shall be thy shield. What is truth? The Word of God is truth. If you want to be secure, then get in the Word of God and live the Word of God, and it will keep you secure. People say, well, I've got eternal security. Well, I won't argue with that. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, that Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation. But then they leave out this part, to them that obey Him. To them that obey Him. So if you want eternal salvation, He's the author of it, but you've got to obey Him. You've got to follow Him. He's the good shepherd. You've got to follow Him. If you're His sheep, you've got to follow Him. You will heed His Word. You will not listen to another word. You will go and do what His Word says. His truth shall be thy sheep. You want protection? You're worried? You're apprehensive? You want some kind of protection? His Word will be thy shield. That word shield right here, it means the full body shield. It's the full body shield. It's the shield that covers you from head to toe. That's what God will do and His Word will. He offers us protection, a shield and a buckler. That word buckler means a wall and a mound. God will just wall you around if we keep His Word and abide in His shadow. Look in verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You don't have to fear the night, and you don't have to fear the day. The Lord, He is God. He is Elohim. He's the strong one. He's the Almighty God. He's the Lord, and He will look after you, and He will protect you day or night. Look at verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. What is this talking about? What's Moses talking about, right? Moses talking at a time when people worshiped the false god Baal. And the worshipers of Baal, they were afraid of the night. They were afraid of the moonlight. They were afraid of the power of the sun. And so here the Lord is saying, you don't have to fear night. You don't have to fear day. You don't have to fear darkness or noonday. You do not have to fear. Why? Because He is the true God, and we don't have to fear because He is the Lord looking after us. At verse 7, He says, how will He look after us so much that He says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee." Here Moses, he was writing this psalm, and he was saying, 1,000 will fall over here, and 10,000 over here, and they knew what he was talking about. Why? Because they saw, Israel saw the death of the firstborn. They saw thousands and thousands of the firstborn Egyptians slain during the night. But it did not come near them. Why? Because they were under the blood. They were under the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. Listen, if you're under the blood of the Lamb, you have a protection that you just cannot imagine. You cannot fathom how great and protection that is, being simply a child of God, being under the blood. Notice right here, he said, you won't have to fear this 1,000 fall on this side and 10,000 that side. They saw that at the Red Sea. They saw Pharaoh's army drowned and destroyed, but it did not come near them. Listen, verse 8, "Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward." What is the reward of the wicked? It's judgment. Listen, the child of God does not have to fear the wrath of God, the judgment of God. Why? Because you are under the blood and you are saved if you're abided in Him, following Him, keeping His word. And listen, he says right here,
"Bless him, Lord.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Why? Why will we be safe from the reward of the wicked? Verse 9 tells us, "Because thou hast made. We've got a part in this. You know, I had an uncle that used to say, "Well, if God wants me, He knows where I'm at. If God wants to save me, He knows where I'm at." We've got a part to play in this thing too also. He says, "Because thou hast made." Thou hast made, God says, "Thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." The reason we will escape the reward of the wicked, the reason we will escape hell, is because we have made the Lord our refuge. We've run to the Lord. We've run to His salvation. Not anything that we've done, but it's all in what He has done. And we've run to His refuge. We've made the Lord the Most High, our habitation. That word habitation means He's our dwelling place. Yeah. We don't just profess this thing and then go out and live anyway. We don't just say, "I'm a Jesus follower," and then don't follow. No, He is our habitation. We stay near Him. We abide in Him. We abide in His Word, and His Word abides in us. We stay near His shadow. And then there is protection. Look at verse 10. "Then there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling." Now, does that mean that nothing bad will ever happen to the child of God? That does not mean that nothing bad will ever happen to the child of God. But what it does mean is when something bad does happen, God is our refuge. God is our protection. God is the one who will surely bring us through. He will bring us through. He will surely deliver us either in this life or or He'll take us to eternity. Listen, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling." We can't discredit that though. There is so much protection in the Lord. I believe when we get to heaven, we will see how God protected us from things that we didn't even know was near us. Protected us from diseases. Protected us from calamities. Protected us from people who wanted to do us harm. And God made good come out of bad. Listen, God is our refuge. Look in verse 11. "For He shall give His angels charge over thee." Notice right here. Not only do we have God, the Most High, no, not only is He Elohim, the mighty strong one, not only is He almighty, but we even have angels given in charge over us. Angels watching after us. "For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." You know, this is the same verse of Scripture that Satan quoted to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 in his wilderness temptation. He came to Jesus and said, jump off the pinnacle, jump off the temple. Nothing will happen to you because God will keep you. God's angels will bear thee up. God's angels will look after you. But he neglected the last part of verse 11. It says, to keep thee in all thy ways. He left that part out, to keep thee in all thy ways. What is in all thy ways? It means your normal everyday life. Jumping off of buildings is not normal everyday life. Playing with a loaded gun is not everyday life. That is called stupidity. And if you do stupid things, you're going to reap stupid things. So God will, if your normal everyday routine, you're not tempting God, you're not being foolish, God will look after you. But I guarantee you, I had a guy that I went to church with, he was going to play chicken with a semi, and he was jumping out in front of the trucks, and finally a mirror caught him in the face. He don't look the same. But notice right there, he was doing something dumb. You do something dumb, bad things is going to happen. You mix electricity and water, bad things are going to happen. So God will look after you in all thy ways, your normal everyday life. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. God's angels can look after you also. Look at verse 13. Here, notice Satan did not quote verse 13 to Jesus. He says, thou shalt tread upon the lion, and upon the adder or the snake, and upon the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Notice right here, the lion, the snake, the adder, the dragon. All these things are names for Satan. These are all names for the wicked one, the dragon, the lion, the roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, the cunning adder or serpent. These are all things, names for Satan. But listen, God can protect us from the wicked one. He can protect us from Satan also. And notice right here, thou shalt trample him under feet. Moses, he said, you will trample him under feet. But you know, that's the same thing that Jesus tells us in the book of Luke chapter 10, that you shall bruise Satan under your feet. Because of Jesus, not because of us. We are no match for Satan. But through the power of the Lord, through His Word, through Jesus Christ, you have power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Can I tell you, the devil fears the Lord. I remember, I'm got to tell you this story. It just comes to my mind. I remember I was down at the gas station one day, and this old guy, big old guy, he come out and he was calling me names. Why's he cussing me? Next thing I know, he's got me by the throat. He's choking me and everything. And the Spirit of the Lord, He helped me. And I just started saying, I place you under my God's control. I just started worshiping the Lord. I don't know why. Well, the God helped me do that. God just helped me do that. I'm not no super spiritual person, because I'll tell you the rest of it here in a minute. But here, he was choking me, and I was just saying, I just started worshiping the Lord. And he grabbed his hands and put them over his ears. He quit choking me, and he said, shut your mouth, shut up, shut up. And he took off running like I pulled a gun on him. What was going on? God has power over the lion. Amen. God has power over the adder. God has power over the dragon. Well, he took off, left. I go down the road. I get behind him. This is where flesh, this is the real me right here. I thought, I believe I'll run him off the road. I think I'll run into him. But I thought about it. But I had a new truck, and I didn't want to dent up my truck. So God can look after you. You say, well, you shouldn't have told all that. But listen, that's just real life. God can look after you And He can help you do the right thing. Even when you think you won't do the right thing, God can help you do the right thing. He can help you when people don't pay you and they beat you out of money and you think about, I'll just go repossess their something, or I'll go take something of equal value. The Lord will say, don't do that. Don't do that. God will look after us if we will just listen. Let's move on right here. He said, because, and here God starts speaking now. Verse 14 is the Lord starts speaking. This is God speaking right here, not Moses, not the psalmist. He said, because He has set His love upon me. God says, because you love me. I tell you what, there's a lot of benefits in loving God.
Amen.
We benefit greatly because He first loved us.
Right.
He saved us because He loved us. He redeemed us. He paid our sin debt all because He loves us. But now we love Him back. And there's great benefits in that. Because He has set His love upon me. God says, because you love me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. I will deliver you. God can deliver you, and I will set you on high. That word on high means I will exalt you. It also means I will lift you to safety. I can't help but believe that it won't be long till the Lord lifts us to safety.
Amen.
It's called the rapture of the church. It's called being called away. It's called what Enoch walked with God, and he was, and then he was not. They were lifted up. They were taken up. I believe we're soon coming to that time when the Lord will lift us up and set us on high. He will exalt us and lift us up to safety. Because He hath known my name. Because you love me and because you know me. Saying it's all in who you know. It's who you know that counts. That is a true statement. God says, because you know me, I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah. Praise God.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him. You are wondering, might be wondering, is God hearing my prayers? Is God going to answer my prayers? I've prayed for years. I've prayed. Notice what he says right here. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Somehow, some way, God will answer your prayers. And I will be with him. Notice right here. This is not a ticket that you won't never face any troubles or oppositions. One thing that Jesus promised us, He said, in this world you will have tribulation. He said, you will have trouble. But notice right here, I will be with Him in trouble. He ain't going to bail on you. He's the Lord. He's the faithful one. He's the covenant God. I will be with Him in trouble. He will go with you. He will not forsake you. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him, and I will honor him. Think about that. God one day is going to honor you. Why? Because what did you do? You didn't do nothing but abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You didn't do anything but follow him. What was the work of God that God wants us to do? Here is the work of God, Jesus says, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe on him whom God has sent. We just simply believe on Christ, and God will honor you. He will say, well done, good, faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. Notice right here in verse 16. Last verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Some people will say, well, I know Christians who died at an early age. How did they have a long life? My goodness, think about it. They've gone to eternity.
Yeah.
How longer is life than eternal life?
Come on, brother.
They've got eternal life, and I will satisfy him with my salvation.
Yeah.
So, we talked about a lot of things tonight. He is wanting you to know, I'm the Lord. I won't let you down. I am Elohim. I am the strong one. I am the Most High. I'm your fortress. I'm your refuge. I'm your deliverer. I will deliver you from the snares of the wicked one. I will be a shield. I will be a buckler. You don't have to fear night or day or anything, any plague of the wicked one. You shall trample him under your feet. You don't have to worry about anything. I am with you. We talked chicken talk tonight. He's telling us to flee from danger. Draw close to him. He's telling us night is coming. Draw close to him. He's telling us to come eat from him. He's telling us draw near him. To abide under him, his shadow, you have to get near him. Think of all the benefits of getting near him. I'll shut up.